Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Tuesday, October the 12th. This used to be Columbus Day. I guess technically it still is October the 12th. But, you know, we have fixed all these holidays now so that they become three-day weekends. So this year we celebrated Columbus Day on October the 11th, a Monday. But technically, it's October the 12th. It was on this day, and I guess in 1492, the Columbus set sail on one of those islands in the Caribbean that started the whole thing. The whole thing started. So happy Columbus Day, October the 12th. Not the official Columbus Day, not the day that we closed the banks. That was yesterday, but October the 12th, 1492. Well, the big topic in the news is these mandates, and they became a huge topic because a couple of things happened. First of all, there was a problem with Southwest Airlines where they were enforcing a mandate, and it became kind of a problem over the weekend. But it's not just Southwest Airlines. It's other jobs, police officers, people in different professions who don't want to get vaccinated, and because they're not being vaccinated, well, they're losing their jobs. So Governor Abbott of Texas decided to settle the issue here in Texas, and he wrote an executive order basically prohibiting employers from denying you a job because of the vaccine. If you work in Texas or you have a company here in Texas, you cannot force an employee to take the vaccine. And I think this is a good idea because I think at the end of the day, this is an individual responsibility. And if you don't want to take the vaccine, that's your choice. Now, I will tell you up front that I am vaccinated. I was actually vaccinated back in April. I had both shots. And when people come to me and they say, should I get vaccinated, I don't give them any opinion. I say, look, check with your doctor. Check with your doctor. He is the one person who can tell you yes or no whether or not to get vaccinated. Don't listen to a politician. Don't listen to a TV host. Don't listen to someone who does a podcast like me. Talk to your doctor. Make an appointment. Go see your doctor and say, doctor, is the vaccine okay for me? The doctor is going to tell you yes or no. And if the doctor says yes, well, maybe you should get it. But even then, it's your choice. Just because the doctor tells you to get it, you don't have to get it if there's some other reason that you don't want to get it. Now, at the same time, you have to be willing to live with the consequences. So if you don't get the vaccine and then later you get COVID and you are very sick or cannot recover or for whatever reason, well, that's something you have to take responsibility for. You made this decision and you have to live with the consequences. Now, here in Texas, Governor Abbott has been very clear that he's telling you to get vaccinated. He is requesting that you get vaccinated. Now, Governor Abbott is a very interesting situation because he had COVID after he was vaccinated. He was vaccinated very early on. I think back in March or April or whenever, everybody was getting the vaccine or the big rush was getting the vaccine. So he got vaccinated a long time ago, and just a few weeks ago, he came down with COVID. I think he and his wife both had COVID. So I think Governor Abbott has seen this from every angle, and he's telling you to get vaccinated. He's telling you that vaccines are the best way to prevent COVID or the Delta or whatever else is out there. But at the same time, he recognizes that this is a personal decision. And this is where I think the federal government has really blown it here. By, in essence, forcing people to get the vaccine, forcing people and basically costing your job or telling you that if you are in the Army, you have to get vaccinated and so on. By doing that, I think the government has actually created more of an anti-vaccine backlash that there would have been had they not said anything, had they simply taken the posture, look, take the vaccine because it's better for you, but it's your choice whether to do it or not to do it. That's what I think would have been a much better option by the federal government. But by forcing the vaccine, then they naturally created this backlash that we're living through right now. So where is this all going to go? I don't know, because there are some people out there who are saying that the federal mandate obviously supersedes a state mandate, which is probably true. So whatever Texas does can be actually canceled by the federal mandate. The problem is I don't think we have a federal mandate that has actually been signed on by the president. I think all I remember was that he went to OSHA, the organization that does these things. He went to OSHA and recommended to companies to do this or that. But I don't believe there is a mandate he has actually signed. That I know has not gotten through to Congress. So the whole thing is a mess, and it's a mess because we decided to force people to get vaccinated. As I said before, had we just taken the posture that, hey, look, it's better for you to get vaccinated, but it's your choice whether or not to get vaccinated. I think if we had taken that posture from the very beginning, I don't think we would be having all this backlash that we're having right now. So this is not going to get better anytime soon because of the federal versus the state. But some people are just not going to get the vaccine. I don't care what you do. We've seen nurses resign. I understand 40% of the police force in Seattle has been fired because they don't want to take the vaccine. So there's some of these consequences. Nobody's taking any of this into consideration. You know, when you fire 40% of your police, you've got a problem, a real problem. It's not just a little problem. It's a big problem. So where is this all going to go? I don't know. What I love to see is the Supreme Court tackle this one way or the other and say, yes, the government has the right to mandate this, or no, it doesn't. And I like to see the Supreme Court tackle this for once and for all so that we can move on to other topics and so that, you know, we don't have people losing their jobs or policemen being fired because they don't have the vaccine. I just don't think that's a good idea all around. Let me take a little break and we'll be right back. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. A bunch of other topics today I want to get through. There are going to be supply shortages. We got some real supply chain problems. You know, you hear about these ships, you know, just sitting out there outside of L.A. They cannot come in and unload anything because there aren't enough workers at the L.A. docks. Well, that's going to create problems. That's going to create shortages when you have that many goods sitting out there in a boat waiting because nobody can you know, unload the ship. You know, that's going to have all kinds of consequences. The other thing, too, and that I believe is going to be very difficult, and this is going to be very difficult for the people living up north, at least during the winter, the price of heating oil is going to go up through the roof. You know, the price of gasoline is going up, the price of oil is going up, and all these things are going up. And the Biden administration, from day one, has been attacking the supply side, and they don't realize that if you attack the supply side, eventually that's going to have an impact on prices, as we're seeing with gasoline and everything else. Now, I'm all for alternative energies. I'm all for having other kinds of energies. But the only energy that is going to keep millions and millions of Americans warm this winter is oil, coal, or whatever. That's the only one that we have that is going to accomplish this. All this other stuff, you know, turbines and all that kind of stuff, that's all very interesting. But the only thing that will work and has worked in the past is oil, and that's going to be more expensive because of these crazy policies that we have seen from this administration. So get ready. If you live up north, get ready, because when you start getting bills in November and December, and especially in January and February, it is going to be nasty. You're going to get some bills that you have not seen in quite some time. Well, there's a very interesting race for governor in Virginia that is suddenly too close to call. Everything seems to be trending Republican in that race. Everything seems to be trending Republican in that race. It's still too close to call, and I'm not ready yet to say that the Republican is going to win. But it's a heck of a lot closer, I think, than the Democrats thought it was going to be. And this is the one campaign where the whole issue of parents versus public schools has really become an issue. And this could have some amazing consequences in the country if the Republican wins. And right now, a lot of the experts are saying that he's going to win. I'm not sure that he is. It's going to be very close, this election, super close. And we'll see what happens. But it's trending Republican, which is not a good sign for the Democrats, but not just the Democrats, the teachers' union, because I think in many ways this is a referendum on the teachers' union. You know, Coach John Gruden, who coached the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to a Super Bowl title, who I believe coached the Oakland Raiders to a Super Bowl title. This is a great coach. He's been on ESPN for a long time. He's a very popular guy. Well, he just had to resign because of some things that he wrote, I guess, 10 years ago or over the last 10 years. Now, I have not read everything that he wrote, but apparently he wrote some nasty things, which, of course, you have to say was not good or smart of Coach Gruden to say that. But these were private messages. I mean, after all, there were emails that he was sending to people that all of a sudden have been leaked to the press, and, you know, everybody's reading what was intended to be personal. I'm not defending what he wrote, but he clearly meant it to be personal with somebody that he knew or whatever. So the bottom line is, how much longer can we do this to each other? Will we just destroy each other over things that happened 5-10 years ago? I think there has to be a truce. There has to be a point where we say, okay, we're not going to do this anymore. If you did something stupid or immoral, whatever you did 10 years ago, apologize and let's move on. But let's not destroy this, because what's going to happen is somebody else is going to be the next one, and we're going to be going like this from one person to the other. And I don't think that's good for the country. I really don't. I think it's time for people to get over whatever happened in the past. And if you said something nasty in the past, apologize for it and move on. You know, this is a coach, Coach Gruden, who has coached probably hundreds of African-American athletes over the year. And to my knowledge, there was never accusations of racism or any protests whatsoever by these African-American athletes. So now all of a sudden he's a racist because he said some stupid things on emails that were supposed to be private. I don't know. I think we got to revisit this and come to terms with the fact that we cannot be destroying people like this over stuff that they wrote many, many years ago. You got to bring this to an end, or otherwise we're just going to destroy each other. We're just going to destroy each other because people are just going to be looking for anything you wrote, and they're going to be dumping it out there and leaking it on Twitter. Twitter is where all this stuff happens. That's why I don't post on Twitter anymore, because Twitter is nothing but a gutter. That's all that it is. Now, I do have a Twitter account, and I do check certain people, favorites of mine, that I like to see what they're tweeting. But I don't tweet anymore. I don't post anything on Twitter because, as I say, it's nothing but garbage. I mean, that's all that Twitter has become. Well, a couple of things on this day in history. Back in 1997, John Denver, the great John Denver, was killed in an air crash. He was flying his own plane, I guess, somewhere in the West Coast, and he was killed. He was a very, very popular singer, without question, one of the most popular singers of the 70s and the 80s. He wrote some great songs, and I always liked him a great deal. I always thought that he was one of the best things that come out of the 1970s. So he was killed fairly young on this day in 1997. Again, he was piloting his own plane and crashed somewhere in the West Coast. Well, I want to congratulate three teams who have already made it out of the first round of the baseball playoffs. Houston will be playing the Red Sox. The Houston Astros will be playing the Boston Red Sox on Friday, and that begins the American League Championship Series. And just a few minutes ago, the Atlanta Braves defeated the Milwaukee Brewers, so they will be playing the winner of the LA-San Francisco Series. That is still going on, so we don't know when there will be a finalist on that one. So congratulations to the fans of Houston, Boston, and now Atlanta, as your teams are moving on to the second round of the baseball playoffs. And we'll see what happens in L.A. between San Francisco and the Dodgers. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. And what was that great song by John Denver? Take Me Home, Country Roads, Almost Heaven, West Virginia. That's right, Almost Heaven, West Virginia. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later.